So here's the deal. Yesterday, I'm sitting down, I'm getting ready to watch some US Open, maybe play a little bit of Fortnite, and then breaking news, no warning whatsoever, South Africa now in a recession. So we got to find out what's going on. So who better than to speak to the chief economist of the Efficient Group, Davi Ruert. Good morning, Davi.
Good morning to you. Oh, this morning, it's not nothing much good about this economy.
Davi, help us out here. We hear this news, South Africa now in a recession or a technical recession. Should we be panicking?
Yeah, well, if you want to panic, it's a good idea to be the first to panic. I think it's perhaps a little bit late to start panicking, but you are really, really in deep trouble here. So let me just unpack it quickly, if I may. What is a recession? And there's no specific definition for a recession, but generally economists agree that a recession is a period or it's when your economy is not doing well. And on my definition that I like for a recession is when people are getting poorer on a per capita basis. Mm. That's my definition for a recession. And if that is a definition for a recession, then we have been in a recession for the past 5 years, in fact, already.
Yeah.
But what has happened now is that the economy contracted or got smaller for two subsequent quarters, the first quarter and the second quarter of this year, and that is known as a so-called technical recession. Who thought of this? I just don't have a clue. But for some reason, that is decided as a so-called technical recession, and this is where we are. The economy contracted by 2.6% in the first quarter and contracted by 0.7% in the second quarter. So we are getting, the economy is getting smaller.
Yeah, not good news when we're supposed to be growing at about 5 or 6%.
Yeah, and Davi, is there a plan in place? How do we get out of this?
Yeah, they say there's a plan. They've got all sort of plans, national development plan and this plan, the iPad plan and this plan. The government's got a lot of plans and they say not to worry. But I can tell you we have to be very, very concerned. The Minister of Finance this morning said everything will come right. I'm afraid everything else are not going to come right. We have to make very difficult decisions here. We have to make very politically unpopular decisions and we have to implement that. And I am afraid I don't think this government really has got it to make those decisions and to actually implement that. Imagine telling the civil servants that there are too many of them, then we need to fire half of them, for example. So I don't think this government's got it to say that, certainly not.
Yeah, it's a political bomb, that one. All right, but I mean, your general public, we're not economists and we're not in the financial sector, so to speak. What is it that the man on the street, anyone listening right now, can do? What can we do?
Well, there are two things that you could do, essentially. The small things, that's very important, and the bigger things. The bigger things is it's your responsibility to make sure that your political leaders are accounted to, that they are responsible for things that they say they're going to do. So your job is to make sure that you vote for the right political party. But the smaller things are make sure that you have a job, keep your job, make sure that you're productive, make sure that you don't demand excessive wage increases, make sure you have a budget, that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So make sure you know what's going on and plan ahead.
Davi, if you were in charge of this country right now, what would you do to turn this situation around?
I would call a press conference and I will tell the newspapers to put it in the front pages that we are in very deep trouble, that to get out of this hole is going to be very painful, but we have to do this and everybody will have to contribute to South Africa getting out of this hole. And that will include things like, for example, breaking Eskom into smaller pieces, closing down South African Airways, cutting back on the number of civil servants working for us, throwing politicians, corrupt politicians and corrupt bureaucrats in jail. That's the sort of stuff that we need to do. And stop stealing people's property. Those are the sort of messages and things that we need to implement. But I'm afraid I'm not holding my breath.
Now, Davi, if you could give us a number, percentage-wise, how much do you think that the issue of land and the land reclamation has affected the situation we're
not
in right
much.
Now?
No, I don't think much. I don't know of any farmers that stopped planting because of this expropriation nonsense. So I don't think much, but it can eventually. I promise you, eventually, these sort of things, everything adds up. And eventually it will have an impact. Not yet, but probably in future.
So the big boogeyman here is corruption. We need to end corruption and we need jail time for the corrupt.
That's it. That's 100%. What we need to do. Get a good government. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to hold my breath. Thank you, Davi. That's Davi Ruert, Chief Economist of the Efficient Group, explaining to us about the recession. We'll have this full interview for you up on our website, and you can share it with absolutely everyone if you need to just get people to chill or to panic. You know, your choice. It's on ecr.co.za.